The Healing Heart Totem Pole was first raised in Craig 20 years ago. Tsimshian Master Carver Stan Marsden carved the pole in honor of his son, Jimmy Marsden, who died of a cocaine overdose. Stan Marsden dedicated the pole to the youth of Alaska as a symbol of sobriety.
All right.
The ceremony on Saturday was a rededication and a memorial for the carver who died this summer. Marsden's grandson, Jasper Nelson, unveiled a new plaque that tells the story of the pole.
The uninvited guest, the human part of the pole, he's holding a basket of roses, which symbolize the love, peace, and healing. He represents the spirit of compassion. The uninvited guest wasn't actually originally planned to be on this pole.
The 46 and a half foot tall pole was a bit longer than expected, and not knowing what to put in the human's hand, Marsden left it uncarved.
But right near the end of it, a visitor came in, and right on the empty block, the only flat part on the pole, they left a vase of roses. And so that's what Papa decided to carve in there. So that blank space became roses, and an uninvited guest was invited to stay.
Roses played an important part in the memorial as well. A variety of colored roses were passed out, and guests were asked to place them in a heart-shaped wreath in memory of those who have died of an overdose or are struggling with addiction now. Many people, including some who had never carved before, helped Marsden with the pole.
He never said he carved this pole by himself. He never carved it alone. What he always used to tell us was,
everybody working together made this pole.
The ceremony was followed by a community lunch and dancing. Native dance groups traveled from Metlakatla, Ketchikan, Heidelberg, and Kluwak for the occasion. Reporting from Craig, I'm Ruth Eddy.